part of spring training that I always look forward to, and that is catching up with Giants coach, catching guru, and an all-around great baseball guy, and that is Bill Hayes. And as we sit here in Scottsdale, another group of catchers coming in, and for the fans, it's terrific for you to just give us a breakdown of some of the new names, Johnny Monell, Tyler Littori, some we hadn't seen really before, Andrew Susak, of course, Posey, and anyone else you've seen.
Well, yeah, I mean, you left out Quiroz, and I think he's the only other guy. You know, it's a good group of guys. They're fun to be around. They take it serious. They take it personal, and we will lose Littori to the WBC. He's going to play with Italy, and it'll be a good opportunity for him. He's been kind of a lifer guy, and he can do everything. He can catch a little bit, probably play the infield a little bit, and hit from the left side. Other than that, with Guillermo Quiroz being here, the rest of them we've kind of seen before and been around. And, you know, what we talk about is getting better. And Posey's even a guy that he wants to get better, you know. So when you have that kind of camaraderie with the guys back there calling the pitches and blocking the balls and stuff, and, you know, it's a good group.
Bill Hayes joins us. This is your fourth spring, at least in the major league camp, with Buster Posey. You know, the first year he came up, and then he went down to the minor leagues, and then 11 last year and this year. What is he still working on?
You know, I think every part of the game, you know, I'm not talking about the hitting side, but sure. Obviously he's a well-gifted athlete. You know, I think when you look at the World Series and some of the games in 2010, you watched him pick balls behind the plate like a shortstop. And, you know, just through talking about it, through drills, doing it, and being back there himself, he kind of corrects himself, which is a sign of an excellent player, you know. And he's kind of matured into a guy that now I think he's pretty darn good at blocking the ball, kind of, what would you say, just conventionally, you know. And then if there's a bad pitch, a bad fastball way outside, he's got the ability to backhand it and pick it.
Do you look at him and say, let me help you call a game at all? Does that take time for a veteran catcher to get that down?
You know, I think he's got a real good feel of what's going on back there. There's usually a guy or two that I may say something to him about that may be something that I see what we can maybe do or expand or what he's looking at and how we got him out last time. I know him and Rags spent a lot of time together on the bench and talking to guys. But, you know, he's got a feel of what the pitcher has, and he's got a feel of what he has to get the hitter out, and I think that's what he goes with.
All right. Bill Hayes joins us, the catching man. Let me tell you, you learn about catchers listening to Billy Hayes. Quiroz. It looks to me like he may have jumped ahead of a lot of the other catchers in the organization. He's a veteran. He's been around. He's looked pretty good in camp to me. What do you see in Quiroz?
Well, you know, Marty, he's a guy, when you look at his track record, 13 years he's been playing, so he knows what's going on. He's been in the big leagues. I like to say he's got a slow heartbeat, meaning when you get back there, you're not, you know, trying to catch with your hair on fire. And so he's been around, you know, he's got an above-average arm. He could probably quicken his release up a little bit, but, you know, it's early in the spring where, you know, we haven't really had too many steal attempts. The first day we had two, and Buster got off a double clutch, and then the other one, Jackson, I think, flipped into his hand and didn't get it off. But, you know, they haven't been running a whole lot, so it's kind of, I mean, you can do it in a drill, but it's not the same intensity as when a guy actually is out there and the umpire's out there. But he's got a very good arm. He handles the ball well in the dirt. He's got pretty good mechanics on framing the ball. And, you know, he's getting to know these guys. He caught Lincecum the other day, and, you know, he was surprised at the movement and stuff. But, you know, I think he's a guy that if things down the road, you know, he's a guy that you definitely got your eye on.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Hector Sanchez, we had a lot of fun talking about him last year. You'd call him Blue Suede Shoes because he moved around so much behind the plate. What about Hector Sanchez this spring?
Well, he came in with a little bit of an arm problem, nothing serious, but it was something in his scap in the back, and he's thrown to second base a couple times now. As a matter of fact, we just did it today again, and the arm strength is there, so I think he's going to be ready to probably see some action on Saturday in that split squad game. You know, he's a work in progress. He's obviously a pretty darn good hitter from both sides of the plate. You know, and as far as his skill work behind the plate, he's going to get better. You know, it's going to take time, but, you know, it's easy to look at something on video and watch him. He's flopping around like Elvis back there a couple of times, you know, and you just want to make it as easy as you can. And with less movement, it's just going to be a little bit more easy to receive the ball. But he's still working on every part of the game, and I think that's something about the entire team. As far as the Giants are concerned, nobody's complacent. I mean, it's over what we did last year, and it's time to do it again. And any area that we can improve on, whether it's the defense, offense, stealing bases, you know, being smarter than the other guy as far as calling pitches, we're going to do it.
Yeah. Very good. Johnny Monell has shown me something. I had him on the show, interviewed him, said all the right things. He's 26 years old. Looks like he can hit the ball. And what about his catching?
Well, you know, I talked to with Johnny quite a bit in the dugout yesterday, and then again this morning for about a half hour, and we're going to start doing some things. You know, this guy possesses a pretty good bat, and when you look at him, he's a short guy. He's got short arms. He's hard to jam when you're up there hitting. He even feels like his rap has been that he's not a very good receiver, and he drops too many balls, and he wants that to go away. So, you know, I expressed that I'd do anything I could to help him as well as any of the rest of them to get the most out of their ability. I said, it's got to come from you first. You have to make a commitment to figure out what you think you need to work on along with the organization. And I think if he catches the ball, he's got an above-average arm. His rap has been he's gonna box a few balls. And I think, you know, it's a tough position to be in because everybody goes, look at the catcher dropped it. Well, anybody that's ever, you put the gear on and put the mask on and go back there and let Linscomb fire one at you, and you don't know where it's going, it's not easy to catch every one of them. But, you know, that's your job. You're in a position to catch the ball. His ability to block the ball can get better, and his ability to receive can get better. And then what I was telling this morning is watching the opposing hitters, you know, like Hector had to do last year to learn how you get them out, low ball hitter, high ball hitter, whatever, you know, and because he doesn't know the league as well. And I said, it doesn't matter where you're playing, you go play. And he seems like he wants it. He's had a little success with the bat. He knows now that maybe kind of everybody here is playing for second place behind Buster, you know, and if that's what it is and it's a given, then, you know, somebody's going to take that job, whether it's Manel, Sanchez, whoever it's going to be. Somebody's going to be backing him up, you know. Yeah. And that's going to be a defensive guy as well. So,
boy, interesting. All right, Billy Hayes, nice to have some time with him. Andrew Susek, San Jose last year. I know we talked quite a bit about him in spring training. Good receiver. The bat was a little bit lagging last year. What do you see in Susek?
Well, he's a guy that he's made some changes with his setup. He's another guy that has a lot of movement. And I always refer to back, well, I'll just get you a unicycle tomorrow, and you can sit on that and try to catch behind there. But the more quiet you're going to be, the easier it's going to be. We looked at video of him this morning when he was catching Casilla yesterday. He had a lot of movement in his body, and Casilla's throwing 95. And when Romo gets in there, Romo's a little bit more around the plate, a little bit softer with movement, though, and he's real quiet. I said, it's kind of got to be the same way with Casilla as well. You don't want to have more movement with a guy that's throwing harder. So, you know, working on that kind of thing with him and just get him to have a little bit slower of a heartbeat, too, because he was kind of huffing and puffing when he came out of there with Casilla. But he's a guy, he's a very athletic guy. I mean, he two-hopped or three-hopped the center field wall yesterday with a line drive. So he's got potential to swing the bat, and he needs games played.
When you say movement behind the plate, what do you mean? What's moving?
Well, you're going to give the signal, you're going to get up with nobody on, you're going to get set. And what the pitcher wants to see, what we all want to see, is the catcher kind of there with the open glove and quiet. And then you go to the ball with your glove, wherever it is, and try to catch a strike over the plate, keep it over the plate. But sometimes guys, they're moving late and their legs are going in, like Hector with his blue suede shoes, where his legs are going back and forth. Susan gets a little off kilter, where he's kind of angling towards second, and as the pitch comes in, he's still moving. He's sitting on his haunches, but he's kind of moving around with his legs in the lower half. We're not saying be a robot, but be kind of still, so the pitcher's looking at a still target as well.
Very well done, as always. Always a pleasure to see you. We'll do more during the season, and I appreciate you being on, as always. Billy Hayes.
All right, Marty, thank you.
Okay. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.